Shalom Aleichem on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 Fit Talmud. Sanhedrin Pei Dalet, Sanhedrin 84b, pagination is 168. We start the new perek, Elu Hein Hanech Nokin. These are the capital punishments that Beis Din could administer. And there's a list of the violations that are of capital crime level. So one of them is hamaka aviv ve'imo, a person who strikes his father or mother. And as we understand it, it's a case of chabura, that the person made a wound in their parents. Obviously, it was done purposely, like other capital offenses. Otherwise, that's not the capital punishment case. And the Gemara elaborates four lines later, maka aviv ve'imo, hitting father and mother, minolon, how do you know this? And dechsiv, it's a posek, make aviv v'imo mos yumas. A person who strikes his father or mother shall die. V'chomisu ha'amura b'torah, and our tradition is that anytime it simply says he should die, stam, without elaborating, eino elachenek, it's referring to this capital punishment called chenek, which we would translate as choking. The Gemara wonders, Ema ad katale, how do you know that even by striking, drawing blood, that's enough? Maybe you have to kill the person. Make, to strike them. Maybe it's a way of saying that you actually killed them. You struck them down. And we know that different words need the official translation, because otherwise we wouldn't know exactly what they mean. You have in Parshas Acharemos, just as an example, it says shochev, to sleep with someone, an immoral relationship. If someone sleeps under the same blanket, that's not the violation. It's pretty bad, but it's not the violation. The violation is when they have relations. You have to. There's an official definition. What does the word shochev mean in this context? So here also, make, to strike. How do you know what the definition is? Maybe it means you struck them down. You killed them. So the Gemara does consider this from one angle, which would answer it, that we know that a regular person who got killed would be the punishment of Saif. And if he kills his father, it can't be that it's going to be a lesser level of punishment. They're both capital offenses, but they're different levels of punishment. And you're not going to have that if he strikes his father, it's going to be a lesser level of punishment. But the Gemara debates that, because there is discussion which punishment is considered the more severe. And therefore, two lines later, the Gemara continues and says, Elo midichsiv, you can actually know what the official definition of the word make is, because in two specific psukim, the pasuk says, make ish vames mos yumas, a person who strikes another person, and the person died. Another pasuk, O be'eva hikahu biyado vayamos, or through hatred, he struck the person, and they died. So you see that the word hakei alone does not mean died. It requires an additional word, vayamos, and the person died, in order to let you know that the person died. Shema mina, you could learn from there, kol hecha de'iko hakos stam, if it only says the person was struck, lav misahu, it does not mean that they died. And therefore, in our pasuk, where it says that the son struck the parent, it didn't say vayamos and the person died. It just said he ka hit, and therefore that's all that is required to meet the parameters of this capital crime. Let's drop down to about 15 lines from the bottom. In the beginning of a line, di'iba'i luhu, the Gemara records the following question, which is for us quite practical. Ben mau shayak is dam la'aviv. What is the halacha for a child to let blood for the father? So we have to keep our thinking caps on. Today, we don't typically do bloodletting. They considered it a therapy. But it's really a question of global implications. Any treatment that the son, as a doctor, or as a person trained to do a specific procedure, would want to do for the father for therapeutic reasons, is he allowed to do it, or because it's letting blood, or might let blood, it's going to be included in this prohibition. Common examples, can the son administer an inoculation, an insulin, a shot, a blood test? Is the son allowed to do that for the father or not? Rav Masna Amar, Rav Masna said, V'ahavta l'reacha kamocha. You should mitigate this prohibition with the concept of love your neighbor as yourself. And the father wants him to do it, and therefore, that's not this violation. This violation is when the son is violating the father, doing something against the father's wishes, hurting the father. But over here, the father says, I need you to save my life. I need you to provide health care. Whatever the case is, he's asking the child to do it. And v'ahavta l'reacha kamocha, just like you would want someone to listen to you, if you were in that predicament, so you're allowed to listen to him when he's in that predicament. And that would allow such activity. Let's skip down two lines, though. Rav lo shavik livrei, Rav did not allow his son, lemishka leisilu, to remove a thorn from his skin, a splinter. Mar berei deravina lo shavik livrei lemiftech lekavsa. And likewise, this other sage did not allow his son to provide is therapy, dilma chavil, lest he end up damaging, causing blood to come, v'hava le'shigigas iser, and it would be a mistaken prohibition. So even though it's by mistake, it wasn't his intent, but we can't do an activity that comes so close to a possible violation, even though the violation would be by mistake. Asks the Gemara, ihoch yachar nami. If so, no one should be allowed to do it. He should have to take out the splinter himself. No one should be allowed to do it because drawing blood from another Jew unnecessarily is also a violation. We discussed this. You're not allowed to hit somebody. So you're not allowed to draw blood from somebody. So the Gemara answers, Acher shigigas lav. If a different person would do it, and a mistake would happen, so he'd be in violation of a lower level of prohibition. It's only a lav, translated as a prohibition. But no shigigas chenek, but if the son is doing it, what kind of violation is he doing by mistake? If the mistake occurs, he's doing a capital crime type of mistake. And therefore, we don't want the son to be doing this. In Shulchan Aruch, Yoredeya, Semen Resh Mem Aleph, Se'if Gimel, Hayakotz Tachov La'aviv, if his father had a thorn, Lo Yotziyanu, the son should not be the one to take it out, Shema Yavalasos Bochabura, lest he end up making a wound. V'cheinim who make his dam, Orofe, if he's the bloodletter, or the doctor, lo yakiz dam la'aviv, he shouldn't do this for his father, v'lo yachtoch lo eiver, he should not be the one to do an amputation, afal pisha mechaven l'refua, even though he's intending for therapy, for the father's health, it should not be done. Says the Ramah, b'med devarim amurim, when was this said, that in practical halacha we will prohibit, b'sheyesham acher la'asos, when there's somebody else available to do it. Avalam ein sham acher la'asos. But if there's no one else, v'hu mitzdayer, and the father's in pain, harehu makizo, the son can be the one to do the bloodletting, v'chotech lo, and do the cutting, kefi ma sheyirshehu lasos, whatever the father allows him to do, based on, obviously, medical indications and responsible behavior. The father's not just asking him to do things, but in a universal understood type of directive, he's directing the child to do this, then it's going to be permitted if there's no one else available. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.